Imitatio Dei Christi. Imitatio Dei Christi was the title of a book that a monk who lived about 100 years before Luther wrote. He wrote it in Latin. His name was Thomas. Later on became known as Thomas a Kempis to distinguish him from other Thomases. Thomas a Kempis because he was born in a little village in Germany called Kempen near Cologne. By the way, Luther took to this book. Thomas wrote in this book and encouraged Christians as they followed Christ to imitate him, to be a picture of him, an icon of him, so that when they touch people to comfort them, they might realize it's in place of the hand of Christ. And when a Christian would hug someone who's crying and point them to heaven, they would recognize Christ moving that Christian to do that. And when they would speak law, anger, judgment, or peace, forgiveness, they would recognize Jesus motivating the Christian to do that. However, let's forget Thomas and go to Paul. Paul speaks very clearly, without using a word, how we are to imitate Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. We are always caring about the death of Jesus in our body, so that the life of Jesus might always be visible, be seen in our human body. For we who are living are always being handed over to death on account of Jesus. We who are living are always being handed over to death on account of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus might always be visible in our human flesh. Do you and I realize what Paul is saying here? And this is under God's inspiration. It's from God himself through Paul. We are to live such a life that we image, picture the suffering of Christ on the cross. And that's why Paul says we are living, are always being handed over to death. But also, I'll put it in my words this way now, we not only image his death, our picture of it, but also we image his resurrection, the life we have in him, guaranteed by his resurrection. But we're not always doing it, are we? The devil is always tempting us to the old Adam, not to image Christ, not to be a picture and icon of him, but to be an icon of ourselves, our pride, our lust, our anger, our not doing everything we can to help our next door neighbor to come to know Christ. We're imaging our own attitudes. And may God forgive us, because this is our sin, isn't it? How do we counteract imaging ourselves? By only looking to Jesus. Through this wonderful word of God, that we look to Jesus and let him grasp us by his Spirit as we hear and study and share and think about this wonderful word. And when we look at Jesus, what do we see? Can I put it this way? Whom did Jesus in his humble life here on earth, that humble man, he once said he didn't have a place he could call his own to hang his head or lay his head. And some church father a long time ago said he finally found a place that was uniquely his own to rest his head on the bloody beams of the cross. The only thing he owned was the clothes on his back. That humble man. Whom did he image? Whom did he represent? Of whom was he an icon? God? Well, yes, he's God himself, isn't he? He demonstrated that again and again by the wonderful, miraculous miracles he did. And he certainly did image and represent and picture God's love for us that sent his son in the first place, right? But now, whom did he really image and picture when he lived here on earth? That humble life, that life of suffering on the cross. Whom did he image? Whom did he represent? Let's put it that way. You and me, didn't he? He lived exactly like we should have lived. He took our place before God's law. I break the law every day, so do you, to our own shame. He kept the law perfectly from the moment of his birth until his death. Satan threw the book at him. Jesus was tempted to lust, to cheat, to steal, all the commandments he was tempted to break. But not once did he do that. He lived a perfect life for himself. No, for you and me and all people, that we could have a perfect record before God. Christ's righteousness covers us. I'm holy and pure before God. I've never committed a single sin. Oh, you haven't? Yes, but he kept the law for me, and our righteousness covers me, and God treats me accordingly, as if I were pure and holy. And our Lord imaged us was a picture of how we should have gone to hell forever, separated from God. My God, why have you forsaken me? He suffered in our place, didn't he, on the cross? He took the blame for all of our sins, past, present, and future, as if he had done all of them. And let himself be put on trial for them before the Heavenly Father, God's judgment seat. God the Father became his judge. He judged him in our place and pronounced a sentence of death on him. Get out of my sight. Go to hell. And Jesus did on the cross, didn't he? For you and me. He imaged us. How we should have died forever in hell. And as we see Jesus raised from the dead. Oh, how that is a picture of us. How we too shall be raised at the end. Perfect bodies forever on a new earth. Glorious bodies like his resurrected body. And now Jesus inspires us by his Holy Spirit. He doesn't use angels like this, but you and me. Go out and be a picture of me. Imitate me, my love for people. And that's why God permits us to go through suffering. We are not only to proclaim Christ and him crucified, the wonderful gospel. We're going to image it by the suffering our Lord leads us through. We're always dying to show his death as we proclaim that death on the cross for the salvation of all people. And we also are also always being raised up. We're always living. We become an example as we proclaim Christ's glorious resurrection. We become a picture of that by our vibrant faith. In the midst of all the horror of suffering, we hold to Christ. He's our life. We live. My young men, deaconess and so forth, we're not only going to proclaim Christ's death on the cross, his holiness and resurrection. We're going to exhibit it. Going to be a picture of it. What an honor our Lord has given to us that he should choose you and me and all Christians to be a picture of him to people as we proclaim the gospel. Now, our picture of him doesn't save people. Only our proclamation of the gospel, telling them what Christ did, saves people. But our imaging that, reflecting that, can attract people to come and hear what we're saying and can confirm what we're saying about Jesus. Imitatio Dei Christi. May God grant the same spirit that he gave to Paul, that we live every moment in word and deed. I determine nothing among you except Christ and him crucified. Imitatio Dei Christi.